Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show and Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. We all know that keeping active is a key component of staying fit, being healthy, feeling good about ourselves. And I'm certain we've all heard of the idea that one of the fitness goals we should have is walking 10,000 steps per day. Whether it's Fitbit or other wearable devices we have, Apple Watches, etc., that track our activity, most of us look at that metric, that 10,000 step number, as the key one to hit in order to say, well, I've been active today, I've moved a lot today, I've walked around a lot today, etc. But do you wonder where that 10,000 number actually comes from? Is it rooted in any kind of specific scientific study or research or anything that proves its connection to overall levels of fitness and well-being? Well, kind of not really. It turns out it's a fairly arbitrary number, and I didn't know this until recently, but it originated back in 1965 when a Japanese pedometer manufacturer created a device called Manpo K, which translates to 10,000 steps meter. And that's it. 40 years or so later, Fitbit, the pioneering company in fitness tracking wearables, adopted the 10,000 steps per day goal as the default goal when they launched their first wearable product in 2009. The founders of Fitbit were inspired by this idea that using their technology could actually help people achieve that goal, and they adopted the 10,000 steps per day as the default goal. Now, more recently, that 10,000 steps a day goal has encountered more skepticism for researchers and commentators who say it's a little bit too simplistic as a barometer for gauging fitness, or for some, it's just too ambitious. 10,000 steps is quite a lot. It translates to about 5 miles. But the folks at Fitbit still see this 10,000 steps goal as a valuable target that helps motivate us all to try to move around more. But they do note it's just one of many fitness benchmarks that we should be considering when trying to keep track of our overall levels of activity and fitness. So things like heart rate, sleep patterns, stress levels, etc., all of these are becoming just as equally important as the 10,000 steps metric. But I still think the 10,000 steps metric has value because it is so simple. And I think that's one of the key components of it. It's easy to understand. It's easy to measure our progress against. And it's easy to kind of see our activity over time and see how we're progressing. It's not as easy for laymen and people who don't have a medical degree to understand things like heart rate variation and sleep patterns, etc. So I'm about to shut down this HR Happy Hour on Alexa show today and go get my first steps of the day. I hope you have a great day as well. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.